Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, one of the founders of RichUncles.com, real estate investing for everyone. Our $1 billion offering is now open for investment with a $500 minimum. RichUncles NNN REIT is a public non-listed REIT, a real estate investment trust that invests in single-tenant commercial real estate. Learn more by reading our prospectus at RichUncles.com. That's RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by RichUncles for this single message and is intended only for residents in states where the offering is approved.
RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the postal and punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. We're going to man to get on. Welcome to Ace on the House, or as Pops Corolla calls it, Ace on the Roof. He's a big fan. That's Ray Oldhoffer over there.
Get it on!
Aubrey White and Jocelyn Hughes are here. Aubrey and Jocelyn from the show, Adam Corolla and Friends Build Stuff Live. They do the building. They're part of the building team. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Another unbelievable build the other night. As people hear this show, it's a Friday night, Saturday, something like that. But we just got done working last night, and you guys have been doing a kick-ass job on the builds. We built the greenhouse. It was impressive, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've never done anything like that. I still haven't, because you guys did all the work.
Last night, haven't
you? At least I saw, in theory, how it could be built. So yeah. I've learned. And
you laid some brick, bro.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Definitely.
I do not know much or anything about masonry, but I feel like the team is coming together. And the builds, when we started doing this show and like 6 months ago, and they're pitching me what the show was going to be, and they were talking about building like a gardening shed. And I just kind of kept going, well, how exciting is a gardening shed?
Yeah.
And then
I'm already nodding out.
Yeah, but how exciting is a greenhouse? Like, I kept trying to picture what we were building and how we were building it and in the time frame we were building it. And I just thought, why is this interesting, or why is it provocative or fun or creative or anything? But as the builds have been going along, they've proven to be interesting and exciting.
I think for the most reason is because we're barely making it.
Yeah, you're under a clock. The clock helps.
I think that's what makes it exciting, that we're sweating bullets and really on the hustle.
But it's also cool to see someone build stuff.
Oh, it's the finished product, the visual of that greenhouse was beautiful.
Also, in the beginning stages, you know, it's nice. You guys can feel it now. People like, oh, hey, saw the show. Great show last night. You know, where you start to hit a rhythm, a stride, at just anything but not knowing anything at the beginning. You know, because you're sitting around. I'm sitting around with Michael Davies, the producer, and they were saying like, okay, and then we have this area over here for interviews, and we have a couple of chairs and a table, and so that's what we do. We got to do a celebrity interview. You know, they're here to plug their movie or their book or their whatever. So it's like we build a little over here, and then we go over here and we sit down, we do an interview, and then maybe they get up and we do some sort of challenge or something. But we didn't really have, we didn't really picture them building the entire time and being on their feet the entire time.
There's never been so many people who knew so little about construction doing a construction show.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Are you, you're talking about the celebrities or you're talking about the powers that be?
I'm talking about the powers that be. Other than you. I mean, you know how to build. You know everything about building.
Well, first off, nobody in... Okay.
This has never been done.
People in show business don't know fucking anything about anything. They, it's not like... It's not just building.
It's not just building. It's everything.
You you go to them like...
Fucking A.
Or how long it takes.
You know, they'll go... I had a Camaro in high school, and you go sticker automatic, and they go, "Who am I, Mr. Goodwrench?"
Yeah,
I go,
yeah.
you don't know if you had a stick? I don't know. It's like, did you have to move your hand when you change gears? Sometimes I don't recall. Like, I mean, you're talking
How
about
you
some of the
know?
Lamest people. Like, if you said to me. What group of people would you not want to get trapped on an island with the most? It would be TV executives and everybody of that ilk.
It's unbelievable.
Because they know nothing except for TV, and they barely know
TV.
They
don't know TV either.
They don't know TV. They just don't know anything. Yeah. It's like this catch-all class for people who just have no knowledge of anything.
I compare it to, I worked in restaurants for like 10 years. I compare it to everybody that manages restaurants gets a degree in managing restaurants, but they've never bust a table or taken an order in their life. So then they're managing a restaurant of 100 people, not having any experience in it. That's kind of, for me at least, my experience is kind of like with this network thing is like, you have all these people that like, were they ever editors? Were they ever PAs? No. Were they ever writers? Like, it's just a very bizarre business where people kind of come up on the exec side and never really touch in production.
Yeah, and
yeah, because I really should be the EP of the show.
Ray should be the EP.
Well, I don't know.
In our world, you can't get to foreman without being a laborer, an apprentice, a carpenter, a whatever. You don't really just get to be the foreman. You pretty much have to learn the different trades and work your way up the ladder and figure it out for the most part.
I remember
yes.
when we were kids and you were working, we were working up in the hills and I was a laborer and you were already a apprentice, a carpenter. And when you were learning how to make a daisy chain.
Out of the
cord, yeah.
Out of the extension cord.
Right.
What, up in the hills? Where, at Silver
Lake?
You
were Tom, yeah. You know, I think we were like off
Tom
of Woodrow
Johnson.
Wilson.
Oh, that was that across area. From Leno's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you work up at that house?
I did.
What'd I do? Get you a job? Just
you got me a job, and then I got hooked up. I was a laborer, so I was digging ditches, and then they brought me two other laborers, and they were Latin guys, and the guy had, like, slacks on and dress shoes and a long-sleeve, like, three long-sleeve
shirts.
Yeah,
that's about
right.
And he kicked my ass.
Yeah.
He totally, like, outworked me. I go, I shouldn't be the boss of this guy. He should be the boss of me. I mean, it just, he put me to shame.
Yeah, laborers, by the way, here's the problem. These guys that come to this country, they don't have any money. So they go to the Salvation Army and they buy dress shirts from the 70s that are made of fucking rayon. And then they dig ditches out in the sun and the funk is through the roof because if you ever put on, you know, just a cotton T-shirt, you're fine. But if you start putting the rayon... Or the synthetic fabrics on.
My favorites. Jocelyn
Olatest. Yeah. Those come with a pre-smell.
You go pre-Funky Town. And basically, the only one who give them a run for their money are the Armenian stone dudes, the guys who do the countertops who have to work in dress socks and wafer-thin loafers who are also going full fucking rayon, too. And those guys like, hey... Is there a fucking pair of cargo shorts amongst you? Like, could somebody put some fucking Vans on and some cargo shorts and a T-shirt and stop funking up the house? Jesus Christ.
I was actually, you remember Pennsylvania Builders in Hollywood.
All the fucking builders. All the stone guys out here that say, hey, my friend, I wear rayon.
I was there.
So I smell.
I was there with a mutual friend, and this guy reeked so bad, and my friend went up to him and go, are you effing kidding me?
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I had a, I don't want to out the guy because he's a good guy, but I
code,
just.
Code it.
No, doesn't matter. He knows. I did a race in Laguna, Willow Springs last weekend. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And the guy who ran the team is a big dude. And he's a lot of dude. He's not fat. He's just a big dude. He's 6'3", and he's like 235, 240. And part of the reason I was able to fit in his car that he drove is because he's a big dude. Normally, it's little dudes, and everything's got to get changed because I'm too tall for the car. But I got in the car. Now, he's wearing this team shirt the whole time. And Sonny was wearing the team shirt. You could probably find a picture. Gary will find a picture. Someone will find a picture. But it was just any picture of Sonny walking around the paddock or the team or this guy. But there were that rayon T-shirt. Like the team button-up short sleeve with all the logos and stuff on it. Yeah, the collar. Yeah, gotcha. But it's like shiny, whatever.
So you know.
And this guy's working on the car all day. And I think he's a little nervous about me driving his $300,000 Corvette and stuff. And he's got a little man funk going. But at a certain point, it was funny. I got in the car. And he's like, we got to see how the Hans and the shoulder device and the harness work and the head and neck restraint system and stuff. And at a certain point, I'm in the car and he's just leaning over me and he's literally got his armpit in my head. And he's going, let me get that Hans hooked up on the other side. Like he couldn't get it from the passenger side. There's a net. So you can't go from the passenger side. So he's coming in my window and he's like, come on, baby. He's like struggling with it. He's like laying it's like all armpit and rayon and stuffed in it. And by the way, I'm bolted into this car. Like I'm going to the bathroom.
What are you doing with these?
just trapped.
Holding the breath.
Just trapped in this rayon mess. Yes, there should be. You know, like they have rules for like, well, you need eye protection and ear protection, or you don't come on this job site without a steel toe boot or whatever it is. No fucking rayon.
Yeah, no rayon.
Because the dudes, I mean, look, the Armenian dude working with the Caesar stone is going to have enough of a funk going even in just a T-shirt. But with the rayon, he has supersized his funkitude to through the goddamn roof.
True.
All right. But third thing is I can get a really nice dress shirt for $1.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I just look cool at work in my really nice
Yeah, but you
dress
got
shirt?
A weird thing. Like, you don't smell. You're like a dude who don't smell.
Not normally, no. All right. We'll find that picture for any. At some point, you'll see Sonny walking around looking cute.
Mm.
All right. So, you know, I'm very happy about the crew here. I'm happy that... You know, when you start these things, it's always like, we need a black guy. We need a gay black guy. We need black gay guy. We need a, yeah, that's us at the track, but that's not him in his, that's in his T-shirt.
Yeah,
there's pictures from Friday or something, or Saturday.
We got it. We're pulling
Friday,
all
I think,
right,
he's walking around in his rayon shirt. Or you might see Claudio, the big dude, walking around in his rayon shirt. But anyway, so it's always like, can't we just get good builders and then just let things kind of go, you know, because that's the only way organically to do it. And I'm glad that the chemistry's coming together, but I'm glad that everyone knows how to build. I like
that.
That
helps a little bit with the show, for sure.
It helps. And Jocelyn, Jocelyn's not. She's more the DIY and a little less the journeyman carpenter. But
yeah.
Jocelyn's pretty good around those tools and seems to know what she's doing. So how did you get into this from the restaurant world?
Growing up, my dad built stuff around the house. Like, we needed a mudroom, he'd just build a mudroom. Moved the stairs, he fixed the cars, you know. And I hung out with my dad constantly, so he just put me to work.
And so that's where you got your initial whatever.
But, yeah, he always helped, you know, he was like, show us what he was doing and explain it, because we'd be standing there. We'd help him with the spackle and all that kind of stuff, so.
And Aubrey, where'd you get your training?
My dad had a construction business growing up, so it was a natural place for me to go building.
Race down people talking to the mic. So you just did, it was one of those like work summers.
Yeah, it's like when I was old enough to hold a shovel, I was out there digging trenches for his subcontractors and, you know, throwing out the trash, cleaning up the job sites, and then
you're like an indentured servant
up there. Yeah,
well, that and then was too a little
he
bit.
Sent he ended up sending me out to kind of sub with his sub, so I'd learn their trade. I'd learn roofing and learn plumbing and learn electricians or electrical through his subs.
Is and by the way, you know, Ray, that house you worked up on with me and Tom Johnson up off of Woodrow Wilson all those days, that was the one that was across the street from Leno's house.
I believe so. I think it might have been.
Oh,
yeah.
Or was it the other house that
I think
was
it was
there?
The lady
one
that
was for the Super Coos up there down the driveway. And the house at the bottom of the driveway.
And then we had to bury the cable. Remember, we had to bury the cable. She didn't want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
That
no, that's her. Okay, another house off of Woodrow Wilson about a block away. That was the Leno. That's why I didn't remember that house. All right, so.
I got to say something about, like, Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool, under pressure, with a hustle. Like,
yeah.
She kind of keeps. Because Aubrey and I are, like, spinning tops, gotta go, 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 and she brings us together.
Definitely.
And it's a good thing.
Why, thank
Saved
you.
Our ass.
Well, it's also,
night.
I've got that headset on talking to the people in the booth who are telling me the timing.
You're doing double duty.
And so I'm just trying to, you know, kind of communicate with everybody, make sure we're on track and stuff.
Jocelyn's also dutiful, which I like, which is she hears what you're saying, she writes stuff down, and she finds it. I can't deal with any more fucking people where you tell them, like, go do this. They go, all right. And then a week later, you go, what happened? They go, I don't know. And then you go, well, what happened? I called the guy. What'd he say? He didn't answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so where
you're
is it?
There.
It's like, I don't know. You want me to call again? Like, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Call again. And please don't make me bring it up again. There's so many of those assholes in my orbit. I just love anyone who goes, I'm writing it down, taking care of, done.
Yeah, you just want answers, so my job's to get you answers.
It's easy.
And she writes it down, and then she prints it out and sends it to everyone, too.
Very thorough.
It's great.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, I even know what to do.
I love that story.
That's
well, it's good. There's a lot. I feel like but there's a lot of good between the four of us. We got a lot of good answers here. I mean, I don't feel like there's too much that we haven't come up with or won't be able to – that won't stump us. Or we won't be able to wrap our minds around. That being said, oh, my God, celebrities, man. They can't build anything. They know nothing. They don't know rudimentary anything.
Nothing.
The world of comedy is an utter disaster.
But the greatest thing is, like, everybody's been kind of game. Like,
well,
they want to participate,
like
which makes
part.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
it makes it interesting. But the weird thing is the slowdown factor.
Oh, they're slowing you down.
Well, yeah, but it's a slowdown in a good way.
When we started, like I said, planning the show, it was like, well, the celebrities will jump in and help a little, and then we'll go over here and we'll do an interview, and then we'll do this and we'll do that. But we never really pictured them on their feet for an hour working.
Moving.
That was never really – it seemed like a bridge too far. It didn't seem like they were going to want to do it. But so far, and I like this part, everyone seems to be into it, which – it kind of shows that I do think everyone innately is sort of into it. They just never got into it.
Yeah.
Right.
But once it gets started, their juices get flowing.
Well,
and
we
they,
all live
they
somewhere. They all know construction at some level. They've hired people, and now to participate is like now they're on the other side of it. And, you know, it's something to participate in. It's great.
It's just like if you know, like, a few things about a car. You feel that much better taking it in a mechanic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If a guy has a power drill and you're like, oh, it isn't that intimidating, then he's going to, you know, Rappaport's going to go home and be power drilling everything.
I don't know. We almost broke his wrist last night.
Oh, did you see him catch that?
Well, the good news is once people come before you and they participate and, you know, Adam Sandler agrees to sit on the belt sander and give it a ride and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
Then it's incumbent upon you, celebrity, whomever comes up next. You can't sit around and pout because everyone who was there before you gave it the college try.
Yeah.
Now, just by the fact that you've agreed to come on to the program, it sort of means you have to participate. All right. We got a couple calls up there. Max Pat has probably got
okay,
those
so every
pictures
picture,
if you want them.
Every picture that we have so far is of him in the shirt. Max Pat wasn't there on Friday.
Oh, well, that's
why. I texted DeAndrea.
Yeah, that's why. that's why he doesn't have it from Friday. All right. Eli, 40, Grass Valley, California. What's going on?
He's mute.
You want to pot him up, or is he potted up?
He's up.
Hey, Eli. All right, let me try, and we'll get back to Eli. Dan, 50, Ohio.
What's up, Ace?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Razo, how you doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
Not much. So I built a deck like 2 years ago, treated lumber, five-quarter boards, and when it rains, there's only two boards right next to each other. They stay wet for like 2 days longer than after the rest of the deck is dry.
Hold on.
I'm wondering what's going on.
Everyone hip to five-quarter?
Yeah, me. Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn?
No.
1 inch. You mean one at true 1 inch?
Probably, yeah. Means.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I know. It is. Because five-quarter should be an inch and a quarter, but it's not.
Right.
Five-quarter shouldn't exist, really, in my
mind.
Well,
it depends what kind of woods.
It's like 110%, but it's because 1 by is three-quarter. Ugh. Because 1 by is three-quarter. Because 4 quarter is three-quarter, 1 inch has to be 5 quarter.
Like, what do they call it? Nominal.
It's a woodworking thing. Yeah, but go ahead, Mr. Five-quarter.
Why are you referencing five quarter with treated?
Why not just get?
Why don't you call it what it is?
What is it?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Wait a minute.
So they're treated deck boards. Let's just forget the five quarter bullshit.
Yeah. Good. All right. Way to go.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So after it rains, I haven't put any. There's no stain. There's no sealer. So it's just treated. The deck's been up for, 2 years. After it rains, two boards that are right next to each other stay wet like 2 days longer than the rest of the deck. The rest of the deck is completely dry. These two boards stay wet.
Are they next to the house? Or are they next to something?
No, right in the middle of the deck.
In the middle.
No water source.
And they're draining.
And they're not cupped.
Yeah.
They're not cupped or anything.
Nope. No.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Is it a manufactured material?
Nope, it's just wood.
Treated.
Regular treated wood.
Yeah, well, when he said the five-quarter thing, I started thinking about, like, deck stuff.
Or I started thinking, like, Mangaris or something.
I got no answer. No one has an answer. I mean, other than they're different.
You think it could be something from underneath? I mean, like, the joist that it's resting. I don't... It's just super
weird. Do you have, like, an old sprinkler head underneath that's, what's going on?
How high is it off the ground?
There's no sprinkler.
How high off the ground?
This is probably 2 feet off the ground.
It could be something if somehow the joist it's on is cupped or a little bit or whatever, and on the top and the water's gathering and pooling there. Other than that, I got nothing for you. But it doesn't.
How are they fastened?
I screwed them down.
All right, can you screw the two? Can you get rid of the two and replace them and then see what happens?
Yeah, maybe I'll try that. Or maybe I'll send you guys a picture, too.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Send us a picture. I'm going to hold my breath until I get their picture. Thanks. I wish I had a better answer for the guy, but I don't know. I don't know what to tell him.
I'd just replace the boards and
who cares, right?
All of the above.
That's right. And you want all of the above? How about Geico? Save yourself some money. How do you do it? Well, you go to your computer. You go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Super easy. Don't have to go out in the deck and remove any stainless steel screws. You just go to your computer, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. It's easy. It is. Geico, baby. Geico.com. All right. Let's see. Experience Schluter. Oh, Ray loves the Schluter.
I do.
Tweeted pictures of his backyard gardening. Got the deck. Wants to turn his closet into a tornado shelter. Well, we kind of dealt with that a little bit. Well, let's talk to him. 40, I don't know what his name is. What is that name?
Banked.
Yeah, I never know if Kalen sneezed when he's typing or that's an actual name.
It's a Swedish name. It's very common in Sweden, but not too much here.
Okay.
No kidding.
What's going on, Bank? You want to turn...
Not much.
Your closet into a tornado shelter.
Yes, we just had a tornado blow through Rockwall, Texas today, and made me think about you had a show, TV show, didn't you guys do some? I didn't see it, so that's why I called in.
Oh, thanks for the support. So is your house on a slab?
Yes.
Okay. And the closet is just a closet, and
like under the stairs type closet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Under
because
the stairs,
it's stronger.
Good. We're down on a slab. All right. So there's a. I don't know. There's probably a few versions of this. Like
throw some HDs, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So there's probably a stage one, stage two, and stage three version of this. I mean,
same as the tornadoes, you might be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stage three is like, you don't want to get cinder block and stuff involved. No. So let's say you get some hold downs. We're talking about HDs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what? You can get a hold down anywhere. Just go to the. Go walk up and down the hardware aisle at, like, the Home Depot, and you'll see a lot of this stuff, all thread, epoxy, hold down, J-bolts, straps, blah, 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 right?
But it's existing, so he's going to just get some all thread, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't need any J-bolts.
No, I know, but I'm just saying what he's going to see in there. I don't know. There's nothing we're going to do other than all thread here, but Jesus Christ, what's he got, a 4-inch, 6-inch slab?
You catch enough with that epoxy, and especially with those Titan screws.
You want to use the Titan and the epoxy?
Overkill, but well, you never know.
All right, so let's work this out. You have this closet. This closet is framed in with 2x4s, and then what you have on top of that is drywall. Okay, so what I would be thinking about is like. 3/4 OSB hold downs and straps on the hold down
straps
in the
ring
corners,
shank glue
you know,
and ring shank nails.
Just building a
build
like a 3/4 OSB 3/4 OSB coffin up there
essentially,
and then
crazy nuts on the door.
Do they? Yeah. Yeah, do they have hey Gary, see if they have hold down strap combos. I feel like they do. You know, I feel like
your hold downs now can't go on the bottom plate. They have to be raised now.
Yeah, cool.
Cuz they have to teeter, they have to move a little bit. So you run the all thread or whatever it is.
It's going to be or a Titan bolt.
Right, and then you have the SDS screws that you can attach with strap. If you want.
Yeah, as the hold down and strap are one unit.
I don't believe so.
I got to see it. See if they do, Gary, a hold down. See if Simpson.
What should I be searching
for? Put in Simpson hold down plus
extensions
strap
or
strap.
Something.
Just put hold down and strap. You know, Simpson, we'll see. I feel like there is something. And then you could screw those off to the stud through the.
And even double up the stud.
I think you could just skin the thing with the OSB. I mean, look, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. You know, I would put in the corners. You could put corner stuff. You could even put like Tico clips or A35s or something like that. Something a little more heavy.
Maybe they even call them hurricane clips.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
they call them.
But hurricane clips are
a
little different.
For studs. That
they're
work.
Yeah, they're different.
Breach.
Thank you. All right. So... 4 corners, hold down, off the ground a little bit, so it has some flexibility. If they make the hold down strap, which Gary's going to ascertain momentarily, you can use that. Skin the plate. He's not in the hold down department, but he's in the strap department. Oh, keep going down. There was something that was familiar there. Yeah, is the word hold down involved with this search?
Yes.
Huh. All right. Well, keep going then, because none of these look like, there's the Tico clips. How come we're not seeing hold downs? What are you typing in?
It was Simpson hold down strap.
All right. Get rid of Simpson.
Just HD hold downs.
and let's see what happens, because maybe the Simpsons given us too much crap there. No, that's a
strap.
Those
are tie downs.
Oh, maybe don't put the word down. Strap. Yeah, just put hold down hardware and see what happens. See what goes on. Let's see. So there's a traditional hold down. And the question is do they have straps that... No, go to your left, Gary. Yeah, hit that one on your left. There you go. So that's a traditional hold down. So the question is do they have them with straps? All right, go there. Go to Simpson, keep looking, and I'll just talk. And Gary, it's that with a strap attached to it. If you can,
it's longer.
You can
get them longer, though.
All right, anyway. Look, if no one invented these, we're going to invent them right now. So do that.
We'd all
do
be
the
dead.
Hold down. Do the strap. Do the plywood, and in the corners where the plywood meets, go with the
A35s.
Go with the Tico clips, or the corner things. You got it.
That sounds good.
You'll live.
Hey, congrats on the Trans Am race, by the way.
Oh man, that thing was epic. That was 40 laps of crazy, insane intensity. Just insane.
I told you earlier today about I used to race motorcycles there. So
was that you?
You
turned 124 and change.
Yeah.
That's a fast lap in that on that track and on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's crazy. The fast boys there were probably doing 120 or 119. That's probably the best I've seen.
Yeah, the guy who qualified on the pole in my race did a 117-something in a Corvette.
This is a different show, fellas.
A different show. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's fun, though.
Okay.
Thanks. Now I want to see. Gary.
I did 17 on my bicycle the other day.
Not having much luck.
Can't find it.
If you got any help, I'm now searching bolted hold down with strap. And I'm not getting anywhere.
You know, that's weird, right?
Where it says number, there's going to be...
Yeah,
I know, but hold on a second.
HD3B.
12, anything with a higher number is going to be longer and bigger.
19. They're $95 a piece.
Okay,
I'm looking.
But that one's going to be bigger.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying I'm not... No matter how big I get, I'm not
no
seeing
strap.
Any that have the strap built
You're
in.
You're just seeing bigger and bigger triangles.
Yeah, like this
okay.
One.
So you get the MST strap, and then you add it to that.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm making the thing up, but I feel like I've seen it. But I guess not.
You should have been
totally
an engineer.
I'm just not having any luck yet. I'm still on the hunt.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on. Don't look anymore.
You got it.
Now you got to get a lap from Willow Springs. You guys are going to freak out. All right.
Well, we're going to watch a lap from Willow Springs? All right.
Minute and 20 seconds. Come on now. Same crew. Besides, we're doing a car show.
Yeah.
Episode coming up, episode 5 is going to be the car show. So we may end up getting that lap of Willow Springs in anyway. Let's see. Experience. Schluter. Yeah, Ray likes Schluter. I've never used it. Brandon?
Hey.
38, hey, Wisconsin. What's going on?
Hey, Ace Man. I love the show and CarCast,
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks.
I'm forced to redo my bathroom in our master bath. And I've used the Schluter, the wall coatings, that bit thin orange wallpaper-looking stuff to waterproof before. But I've also done, like, the pan, the mud and rubber pan. That's what I've always done is the mud and rubber pan. But I'm forced to do this bathroom. Have you guys ever used the foam preformed pans that you just put in and, you know, you order them in whatever size, like a 6 foot long 48-inch wide shower.
Here's the thing, though. If they're cool, then use it. If they're not, no.
Wait a minute. Did you say...
No, it's a...
Wait,
you
said
it's
foam.
A pan. No.
Not foam.
Preformed, I
preformed,
think he was trying to say.
But not foam.
Yeah, they're
it's like an injection
foam.
Mold.
Yeah, they're, it's
they're
like,
foam?
It's like a, yeah, I think they're like a high-density foam of some sort. Like Schluter... Like on the Schluter Systems website, like it's shower pans.
Now,
and
hold
they,
on.
They
it's done once you put that in, or do you have to tile on that?
I think you use their little orange tape, and you go around the seams where it meets the wall, and then you tile on top of it.
Okay, so you're talking about a preformed pan, not like a whole... Not okay. It sounded
it's
like
a pan,
you were talking about
pieces.
A finished thing. didn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. It's a pan, and then you tile on top of it.
I don't know.
It's to give you your pitch and your...
But okay.
All right, here's what I'd do. If it was Schluter, I'd use it.
Everything Schluter's good. And not
yeah,
just
everything
because
I've
Curdy
from
Schluter,
good, like,
use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right. German.
Yeah. It's from, yeah. Right, it's from yeah, the motherland.
Cool drain looking things.
Yeah, that, I look. The dude who comes in there smoking with the hot mop, I don't get it. That's literally 200 million years old. Like the stuff he's spreading with his hot mop is the oldest substance on the planet. Like I don't get why you're doing a modern bathroom and a guy's getting out there with organic material and mopping it on. Yeah, I mean, it works, but I don't get it. Let's step up to whatever technology.
And you know
has
what
to
else
offer.
He's talking about? He's talking about the Schluter. He's talking about a drain system, which is a. It has like a trough drain to one side, and I think the drain is built into the pan.
You mean the pitch is built in?
The pitch is built in, but the drain also where right. drains goes in.
Yeah, whatever you can do that's modular and bulletproof and modern and German, I'd go for it. I'd also go for a little something called Simply Safe. Protecting your home. It should be easy. In the past, it wasn't. I'd pull all the wires, drill all the holes. And then some of you're living on a slab. The worst is when you have the slab and no attic. I got like the flat roof. You got the slab. Where are you pulling these wires? And then there's that horrible look when they're going outside the house and they put that weird half horseshoe stuff
chase.
On there. Ugh, don't do that. No, Simply Safe, comprehensive, professional, monitored home security online. Each system is a security arsenal. Entry and motion sensors, high-def security cameras, everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it the most comprehensive, easy-to-use protection available. They named it Editor's Choice for Home Security in 2014. These guys are good. I have it. Dawson has it. Mike August has it. Peel and stick. Done in 20 minutes. Order today. And get it up by the end of the week. So get 10% off right now when you go to Simply, two I's in there, SimplySafeAdam.com. That is SimplySafeAdam.com. Get the 10% off. All right. Let's see. Tweeted pictures of the backyard. We got that. Let's talk to...
This is the guy from last show?
I think so. I can't remember. I know we were arguing with a guy last show about his backyard. Was that
we
true?
Argue with somebody every show.
Okay, this one's from tomorrow's show with Stromer, to be clear for Adam's confusion.
Oh, okay. Chase, 32, Highland.
Parker, hey, Highland. Man, how you doing?
Hey, we're looking at your backyard.
All right.
Yeah, terraced off. Looks
hey,
nice.
Chase, you don't have one brick in there, bro. What are you talking about?
Brev.
What are you talking about, one brick?
There all isn't right. a brick to be seen.
What's the question?
You're looking at, there's four pictures. There's, I don't know if you guys are looking at all the pictures or just yep. the top of the wall.
It's nice.
At the base of that wall, there's a little retaining wall that runs along. And I was talking to Ray and Stromer about knocking that out and putting in more of a garden brick, stackable brick wall.
Yeah.
And I was wanting to tear it all off, and I was wondering
if do another
that's
couple of tears on it.
Why?
Yeah, I want to kind of flat level it out. I don't like the look of all that ice plant. It grows a bunch of crappy weeds. It's a pain in the ass to take care of. I just kind of want to clean it up a bit and maybe
right.
put a...
All right, I'm with you, but we're looking at a slope. We're looking at like a 2 or 3 foot little retaining wall at the bottom of the slope
right.
and then a planter and stuff like that. But why not just replant or re-whatever? But what's it have to do with the retaining wall?
Well, I want to tear that out so it matches, and I want to tear it up maybe 2 or 3 levels, kind of go up. 3 or 4 feet, then back like 5 or 6 or
he wants
eight,
to make a terrace.
He wants to
terrace
it
and flatten
it out.
He
wants to flatten it out.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to redo those stairs because those stairs look like shit.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know about that garden stackable business. Like, I know the stuff you're talking about, that sort of crescent shape that they put on there that everyone's using now.
The ones they use for the freeway
are awesome.
Yeah,
it's got
the
little lip on the back or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much height and how much weight and how much
what
yard
they
can retain. You know what I'm saying?
And do they have to sit on a footing?
Yeah.
And by the way, what I was reading is you got to do a base of one brick underground with the base, and then go from up.
It's not brick. It's block. Quit saying brick.
Okay, block. Sorry.
It's brick color, but it's block.
Hey, okay. And by the way, Chase.
I'm not a masonry.
No shit. Mason.
Masonry. That leave that existing wall and just cut it at one course. Cut the whole thing off. Cut the top off. You got to take off one course and then two at the other side.
Yeah, you can
even it out.
You got block that's backfilled with a footing. Right
Don't
now,
tear that out.
That's going to be a major job to take that out. Use it.
Can you match that stone?
Yeah, like
it's not even stone. It's fucking
tinder block.
Paint yeah. on?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's concrete block, which I rammed into last night.
Paint? Yeah. You can paint it. You can do. Look, what we're saying is use the footing. Use the thing and use it and utilize it because you have a good base to go off.
Right.
That'll help you. Yes. If you want to, it's tiered up. If you want to tear it down or tear it up, I'd go up, I'd paint it, I'd put a veneer on it, but I would keep and use as much of it as I could use.
You have to take two courses off, Chase, and make it all, you know, whatever,
or
three.
Add two or courses.
There you go. Better
or
idea,
add two
Adam.
Courses.
All right, so listen, Chase, listen to
me.
I want you to pop the cap
right
off probably the whole thing. I want you to dowel down onto the existing. Put some rebar, dowel down into it, start dropping drop more block onto it, backfill the block, put a cap over the whole thing.
And then run a stretcher too, Ace.
Make the whole thing uniform. Height-wise.
Yeah, but run a stretch or two across.
Run the rebar all the way across.
Run
it that way too, and then put a cap on it, paint it, veneer it, whatever. Then level it off.
Then tear it off. Level it off.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Good stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, Gary, you got some Willow Springs?
Oh man.
Oh, yeah. Get used to it, man.
Okay.
Got to get more sound, Gary. That's 850 horsepower fed.
Maybe.
Tires are getting a little slippery at this stage of the game.
This is the 40 lap one.
Yes, 40 lap.
What
lap
is this?
Makes me nervous.
So probably 25.
What's your top speed on this?
160. At the end of the straight, 160. Well, yes, this Corvette here. they sweep the track, but they do get oil and stuff out there. They throw the kitty litter down.
Ace, I remember I was at the other shop on the phone after the show making some phone calls, and they started up one of your other race cars. Scared the bejesus out of me. It's so loud.
I'm riddled with anxiety just listening to that recording.
Confined.
Well, you have anxiety when you see me.
Most people do.
Make me very anxious because you're usually screaming.
It's
we gotta get moving.
It's bad etiquette, but when you get in the car and you get totally belted up, and they put all the nets up and stuff like that, if you're claustrophobic, you're gonna feel uncomfortable. I never do, but I was at the track, and Sean at the other shop came out to the race on Sunday, and I was just sitting in the car for long periods of time, like before the race goes, just Hans device and helmet, and just every inch of your body's covered with something. You just have to sit there and pretend you're floating somewhere else because But he leans in, he goes, "Whoa, you claustrophobic?" And I was like, "No, I'm not, douche, but what if I was?"
Yeah, way to bring it up. Yeah,
I would completely freak right now.
Now, are you sweating bullets in that thing? You got to be, right?
Oh, yeah, because you're wearing long johns and a fire suit.
Wow. But so you're do you piss where you sit?
No, I took a long piss before I got in the car, but they do this timed thing where you have to get out of the car and under, so the race tech comes over, you get completely harnessed in and you know, nets up and wheel on, the steering wheel has to come off to get out of the car, and doors closed, and Hans device, helmet buckled, gloves, everything
off.
And then the guy gives you 20 seconds to get out of the car.
Oh, wow.
So if you can't get out of the car in 20 seconds, you don't get to, race. I don't know this car, though, so it's not my car. So it's a little different.
Is that for safety-wise?
Like, yeah, for a fire.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
But they just want to, you got to figure out where the door handle is. Like, getting the net off the window is different on some cars from the bottom, some's from the top, some's from the back. You know, it's a little bit of... That was actually the most emotionally draining part of the whole thing, is when the guy...
The emergency drill.
They don't start you either, which is weird. They just go, "I'll just stand here, and as soon as you start moving, I'll hit my stopwatch." So you can just sit there.
But no flag, no nothing.
Just sit there, but as soon as you move...
You're on.
You're on the clock, wow. And you got to get out of the car. Yeah. It's weird when you're in someone else's car, like I said. All right, let's see. They got one more question here. Slab, cable, drain, something. Houston, Doug. Doug?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Well, I get calls all the time. I'm a journeyman plumber down here, and I have people calling me. They have, down here, we have a lot of slab homes,
from
and they
Houston,
use cable
right?
tension.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And they use those cable tension slabs with the 29,000-pound pulled cables, you know what I'm... You familiar with that
no,
construction
not.
Technique?
Tell us how that works. Ray knows. I don't know that. How's
Instead
that
of rebar, they have a cable tensioner at each side, and they pour the slab over. And you have to have an inspector tighten it, right? Doug?
Absolutely, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What's better?
What's with the sir?
He's ex-military.
Okay.
What, and dabbled in law enforcement? Tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after the psychiatric evaluation, he was told he could resign.
Hence he's a plumber.
They said I could be a plumber.
Yeah. So how does the cable, explain the cable, and why is it better in rebar?
Down here in Houston, we're built on what they call gumbo in the area. We do not have the bedrock like you do. Our bedrock is like 200 feet down.
Okay.
This is old, ancient ocean bottom. Mm-hmm. So the slab is basically floating on the ground, and the rebar slabs tend to crack, you know, when one corner dips or the other. Well, supposedly the technique on this one is with the pulled tension on the cables, the whole slab floats and won't crack.
Okay, and how many cables are going through here?
It's like a turnbuckle,
There's
right?
probably, I have a 1,700-square-foot house, and it probably has 20 cables through it going in different directions, both, you know, making a hash mark type of pattern, you know what I'm saying.
I like it. Okay.
And the cable goes through in a blue plastic sleeve, and they tension it up just slightly. They pour the concrete, they let it set 3 days, and then after it's cured, then they come in with a hydraulic machine, and they pull those cables until they get 29,000 pounds of pressure on it, and then they clamp it down. So my question is I get calls from customers, and they want me to drill holes in their slab and move drains, and I just turned down an $8,000 job.
Because,
was I foolish or not?
Because you don't want to cut the cable, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like with all the modern-day diagnostic stuff, with the X-ray stuff and the magnetic stuff and the see-through-the-wall stuff, that I've used some of that stuff before.
But even a rare-earth magnet will tell you where the cable... What's the cable made out of?
It's stainless steel.
So it's
about a 3/4-inch cable.
There's got to be a detection... I mean, where you live, if this is the way houses are being built, there has to be companies that do the detection, like here, like where they put the cameras down the drain and all that kind of stuff. There just has to be services that tell you. Also, I mean, there's probably ways to look at the plans of the house and see if those things are they laid out like 2 foot on center, or what are they? How close are they?
If there's brackets outside on the outside of the foundation, couldn't you kind of just line
see
it up?
Where the hole is?
Sort of, maybe, but yeah. I don't know what direction everything's going. I would look.
I'm standing in the backyard now, and it's about every 3 feet, and one goes from front to rear, and then the other ones go from side to side.
I get it. You know. I think I am going to just say that if I thought of it, it already exists. There's got to be companies that specialize in some sort of X-ray, whatever, and obviously you just tack it on to the cost of the bid, and those guys come out and chalk it out for you and tell you where you can and can't go. Now, obviously,
why don't you just chip it up a little bit, find out where the cable is, and then go around it? It's not like you're destroying the cable.
I don't know how far he's moving it or how far the run's got to be or whatever it is. But listen, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about underpants.
Okay.
Tommy John, love these guys. Spring cleaning. This year, you start with the underwear drawer. Tommy John, man, 21st century underwear. I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah, I want to see.
You've seen enough of me. State-of-the-art design, patented fabrics, eliminate bunching, squishing, and building up. I love it, man. Yeah, it's the only thing I wear. It's the only thing you will wear. And as far as the T-shirts go, everyone else is wearing an undershirt that's just a shirt underneath a shirt. This is an undershirt. It's lightweight fabric. It stays tucked in. Those stone guys, the guys who do the slab work, they could benefit from some Tommy John.
Wait, can you say that? A shirt under a shirt and do that again.
A shirt under a shirt. Thank you. The undershirt, the Tommy John undershirt.
What are you doing?
What are you making the face for?
I'm not making a face. I'm thinking about it.
A shirt under a shirt. It's wearing two shirts. Tommy John's wearing an undershirt. It's made to go. It's like you don't wear shorts. You say undershorts, but you wouldn't wear two pair of shorts. Tommy John makes stuff that goes underneath the stuff. The underwear, the undershirts, it's made to go underneath your shirts. I always wear them if I'm wearing a dress shirt, especially. They do the socks. They stay up all day long. Backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, guarantee. It is Tommy John, everybody.
Hurry to TommyJohn.com now and save 20% on your first order with promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com, TommyJohn.com.
All right. If you'd like to hear me and Dennis Prager at Cal State Northridge, no safe spaces, you can check that out. It's available on iTunes and Amazon and all that kind of stuff. Also, go to AdamCarolla.com and find out if you want to be in the audience and watch the show. It's a fun show to watch live, and it's not a bunch of stopping and starting like they do in a lot of shows. It's an hour, goes straight on through, and it's fast. It's always fast when there's a mission to complete. As far as Jocelyn goes, where do we get her? Website, JocelynHughes.com is where you can go. You can hit her with a tweet at the same. Aubrey, where should we find you? You want to tweet, Instagram?
I'm an Instagrammer, Breads and Sheds.
Breads and Sheds. All right, and the same Twitter handle as well. Ray, we can shoot Ray a tweet at Ray Oldhofer, yes?
Yeah.
The show, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock on Spike, man. Keep watching, tell a friend, and enjoy it. And like I said, come on down, be in the audience, or ask a question, whatever you like. Chassis.com, two S's and a Y for my movie, The 24-Hour War, and say hi to Lynette over at Corolla Drinks. Until next time, this is Adam for Jocelyn and Aubrey and Ray saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.